Kate, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you, Jane.
You've been part of the art scene here for 3 decades, and you continue to evolve as an artist, and you move with the times. I've been exploring your website, and I want us to talk about your project, Second Sight, which can be found there. But first, you've just moved to new studio space, which must be about as hard a job as moving to a new house. How did it go?
Well, thank you for asking. I moved there to my old space not that long ago at Brazee Street Studios. So I had just been through a move about 3 years ago, and I was very happy at Brazee, and I wasn't really anticipating moving. But then the new space opened up in my neighborhood at the Kennedy Heights Arts Center's new annex, and I just couldn't resist. So the move went about as smoothly as you can expect. I had to hire a moving truck and all that kind of thing.
If you'd tell us just a little bit about this new arts complex, the Kennedy Heights Cultural Campus, I think it's called, and it's a new part of Kennedy Heights Arts Center.
It's actually, well, started by the Kennedy Heights Community Council, and it is an old Kroger's, old furniture fair, just a big box building that's been an eyesore in the neighborhood for many years. So this has been a long time in coming. The Arts Center owns a part of it, and that's where my studio is. And there's also a Montessori school, and we're looking for another owner. So if anyone's interested, there's another beautiful space available.
But there are certainly are arts happening in your neighborhood.
Yes, yes, it's very exciting. We had the grand opening with a wonderful parade, and the available space right now has a fantastic series of installations in it put there by PAR Projects temporarily. It's fantastic.
To talk about your own art, I think it's fair to say that drawing is the basis of your art. Would you agree? And how early did drawing become important to you?
Yes, drawing is kind of the basis for a lot of things that I do, for probably most things that I do, even when it looks like, where's the drawing? It might not always be obvious. I was a child who liked to draw, so I just continued doing that all through grade school. In fact, in fourth grade, my older sister told me, I don't remember saying this, but she said that I told her that I was going to be an artist, but I always liked to draw.
Your website also says that in addition to drawings and other works on paper, you make artist books and sometimes installations.
The artist books came about because I'm also very interested in text, letters, words, and not always in a real logical way. It's kind of in intuitive ways. So the artist books were a vehicle for me to combine images and text, and then a sculptural element, things that could move, things that can be more than one way, one object that can be experienced in more than one way. An artist book is really great for that. Installations, because I wanted to make bigger things, bigger in a sense that a person could physically enter it, but not necessarily with heavy materials. So I'm very interested in kind of ephemeral materials, but that give you a sense of you're surrounded by something.
Where did you study?
My bachelor's degree, my BFA is from the University of Dayton. And then I got a master's degree in drawing from UC.
Many artists also teach. Do you teach or have you?
Yes, in a fashion I do, not in a traditional, rarely in a traditional sense. I've been active as an artist in the Ohio Arts Council's Artists in Residence program for many years, and that takes me into lots of different places. Could be school, could be library, basically any nonprofit that has an arts component of some kind. And then I work with participants to create something, often an installation.
Well, I also want to know more about the Second Sight project. It consists of weekly posts to your website that you describe as finding connections to a drawn world and also as probably odd, but hopefully compelling. What I've seen so far fills that bill very well. Tell us about Second Sight and about the significance of the title.
It started because I really wanted something to do, some kind of something that would bring new kinds of life to some of my older work. And I was talking with my good friend and colleague, Kristen Dietcha, about this, and that I also needed a website, and just kind of, we were sort of talking about marketing things, but also just this idea of giving life to older work. she really encouraged me. She helped me, created the website, and then encouraged me to think about, okay, how can I use these electronic media to do something with that? And she really encouraged me to start the blog and has been just a major push for thinking about that and what it might be able to do for connecting not just me to my work, but other people to my past work.
So people can subscribe to Second Sight.
Yes.
And should go to your website.
I hope so.
Before we sign off, I want to ask you if you as an artist find Cincinnati a good place to live.
First, I have to say I did not grow up in Cincinnati. My husband did and my children have, but I have lived here a long time and it is definitely my home. And I feel like for what in my personal life, as well as my artistic life, wherever you are, that's where you need to do something. So I would never be one to focus on faults. So I think there's a wonderful array of artists here, of institutions, of organizations, and there seems to be room to try things. Of course, I would always hope for more venues for all artists, especially visual artists, but I think there's a lot of very exciting things happening.
Tell me, what projects do you have ahead?
Well, I'm working towards a show that will be at the Weston Art Gallery and the Aronoff Center in 2017. It's going to feature recent drawings and three new installations, which are very much in the research stage. But I am working with Jennifer Jallet, a composer who's based in Cincinnati, to create a sound and musical element for one of the installations that will have animation, and also for kind of a sound, ambient soundscape for one of the other installations.
Have you worked with things that incorporate sound before?
No.
So it's a new thing?
It's new for me. I'm very excited. I'm a big music fan, and it just seems like the next step.
Thanks so much, Kate, for coming in to talk with us.
Thank you.
We've been talking with Kate Kern, whose artwork is a welcome part of the Cincinnati art scene. For a link to her website, cwvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Jane Durrell.